Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff here on Heart City Radio. Hopefully, you're smiling by the end of the program today.
I don't know. I've got an article called The Funeral.
Uh-oh. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in North Central Nebraska, Valentine, and the surrounding areas of Cherry County. Lots of things to do. Maybe go to Smith Falls. It's the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. It's a nice one. And Fort Falls. You can go online and you can look all this up at visitvalentine.com or .org and find out about a waterfall adventure in Cherry County.
We have good waterfalls.
You have good water.
Yeah, we do. We have really cold waterfalls, as most waterfalls are, I believe. This piece is called Funeral. One day not too long ago, the employees of a large company in St. Louis returned from their lunch break and were greeted with a sign on the front door. The sign said, "Yesterday, the person who has been hindering your growth in this company passed away. We invite you to join the funeral in the room that has been prepared in the gym." At first, everyone was sad to hear that one of their colleagues had died, but after a while, they started getting curious about who this person might be. The excitement grew as the employees arrived at the gym to pay their last respects. Everyone wondered, "Who is this person who was hindering my progress? Well, at least he's no longer here." One by one, the employees got closer to the coffin, and when they looked inside it, they suddenly became speechless. They stood over the coffin, shocked and in silence, as if someone had touched the deepest part of their soul. There was a mirror inside the coffin. Everyone who looked inside it could see himself. There was also a sign next to the mirror that said, "There is only one person who is capable to set limits to your growth. It is you. You are the only person who can revolutionize your life." Your life does not change when your boss changes, when your friends change, when your parents change, when your partner changes, when your company changes. Your life changes when you change, when you go beyond your limiting beliefs, when you realize that you are the only one responsible for your life.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I have another sad story, too. Another about a funeral.
Hold on to that for a second.
Okay.
Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. You know, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. They're out of Bellevue, South Dakota. You can also find them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News.
So a woman called the Presbyterian minister and asked him if he would preach a funeral for her dog who had died. "I can't do that, ma'am," he said. "Why don't you try the Methodist preacher?" "All right," she said, "but can you give me some advice? How much should I pay him? $300 or $400? "Hold on," he said. "I didn't know your dog was a Presbyterian."
Boy, we're getting into the religion jokes here.
I mean,
gotta watch that.
Yeah, not too much.
This is a woman stops at 12-foot gator with a .22 pistol.
That'll do it, I think.
A Florida woman stopped an alligator attacking using a small .22 caliber Ruger pistol. Another good reason to have a concealed weapon permit, by the way. This is a story of self-control and marksmanship by a brave, cool-headed woman with a small pistol against a fierce predator. Her story in her own words. "While walking along the edge of a pond just outside my house in the Villages, discussing a property settlement with my soon-to-be ex-husband, the other divorce issues were coming up too, we were surprised by a huge 12-foot alligator which suddenly emerged from the murky water. It began charging us with its large jaws open wide. She must have been protecting her nest because she was extremely aggressive. If I did not have my little Ruger .22 caliber pistol with me, I would not be here today. Just one shot to my soon-to-be ex-husband's kneecap, and it was all over. The gator got him easily, and I was able to escape just walking away at a brisk pace. The amount I saved in lawyer fees was really incredible, and his life insurance was a big bonus."
Oh, my.
Always that little twist. Right at the end of things, right?
Right at the end. You got to be prepared because you know it's coming. "By the time a man realizes that his father is right, he has a son who thinks he's wrong."
Oh, well, that's about right.
That's true. The one unchangeable certainty is that nothing is unchangeable or certain.
That's true.
Yeah. The most painful wound is a stab of conscience.
Ah,
yeah.
Ouch.
There is no cure for birth and death save to enjoy the interval.
We'll save some of those for another edition of a program coming up, Kim. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.